We're doing Netivot Shalom on Parshat Yitro, and the topic is Dvar Hashem Kakdama LeKabalat HaTorah. The word of Hashem is the introduction to the receiving of the Torah. Moshe Alei Elokim Vayikra Eliv Hashem Min Har Lemor. The Torah tells us Moshe went up the mountain, Hashem called out to him saying the following, Kotomar LeBet Yaakov Tegad Livnei Yisrael. I want you to tell the following soft, gentle things to the women and tough things to the men. Atem Ritem Asher Asiti LeMitzrayim. You've witnessed what I've done to the Egyptians. Vesatchem El Kanfei Nesharim. I carried you on eagle's wings. Vavitchem Elai have brought you to me. Vatayim Shomat Tishmu B'Kol Yushmatem B'Riti. Now, if you will listen to me and maintain my covenant, you will be my chosen nation. I own all of the land. You will be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. The following is what you should tell the Jewish people. Our sages say, it begins with, Eila Devarim. You should tell the Jewish people the following. So our sages say, Hashem was telling Moshe, this is what I want you to say, not less and not more. These verses are what Hashem said before receiving the Torah. So we have to understand, what did Hashem mean when he told us these things before the Ten Commandments? What are these verses coming to tell me? So the Mechilta says, when Hashem told the Jewish people, Ushmartem et beriti, you will keep my covenant, Rabbi Eliezer says that's the covenant of Shabbos. So before giving us the Ten Commandments, Hashem says, you will keep my covenant, you will be my chosen people, and then I own all of the land, here's what I want you to tell them, the Ten Commandments. What covenant? What was Hashem saying? You will keep my covenant. Covenant of Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, that's the Brit Milah, and the covenant that we will not do pagan worship. So, we have three covenants. We have the covenant of Shabbos, the circumcision, and not to go the pagan ways. Why did Hashem give us these three covenants, and why do they have to be introductory to the receipt of Torah? Says in Tivot Shalom as follows. The Torah and the Ten Commandments were given to Israel, the chosen nation. As the verse says, I carried you on eagle's wings, I brought you to me. Meaning, I've chosen you to be my chosen nation. I've brought you close to do my service. I've chosen you to be the ones who do the service of Hashem. In these pasuk, Hashem was explaining to them, what is a Jew? What is the essence of the Jew? Why is Hashem giving the Jew the Torah? Hashem didn't give us any of the 613 mitzvot here. Hashem is telling us a general outlook. I want you to know what is a Jew. I'm giving you the Torah. Here's why I chose you. So Hashem says, number one, if you listen to my voice, im shamo tishmu bekoli. It doesn't say if you obey my commandments, as it says in other places. Over here it says, if you listen to my voice. What does that mean? That means that a person takes his heart and tries to focus it to understand, what is Hashem telling me? Not just what are the mitzvahs of the Torah. What does Hashem want me to do now? What does Hashem want of me? Meaning, we try to understand the spirit of the Torah, not only the written word. Sometimes you can say, by the written word, I know what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, but what does Hashem want of you? So that's the first part of being a Jew. The first part of the essence of a Jew is that he's trying to listen to the voice of Hashem. When he encounters situations in his life, he asks himself, what does Hashem want me to do in this scenario? What does Hashem demand of me here? That's number one. Hashem says, I want you to listen to my voice. I want you to hear what I'm saying. What have you been taught? Amen. Number two, why does it say, Bekoli, my voice? That's number two, is that a person has to always feel like it's Hashem talking to him right now. In the work Beit Avraham, he says, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra el Moshe, Hashem called out to Moshe. That means that whenever Moshe had things he was dealing with, he felt as though Hashem's with me now, Hashem's talking to me now. It says, Rav Moshe Lev of Sasov, that he once asked a wagon driver to lift something that fell, and the other way around. A wagon driver asked him to lift something that fell, and he said to him, I'm sorry, I can't. And the wagon driver, who was not Jewish, said to him, yeah, you can, you just don't want to. And he felt as though Hashem just told him that line. You can, you just don't want to. And that became a line in his life. Don't say you can't. You can, you just don't want to. The Baal Shem Tov said that he once saw the desecration of Shabbos. And he said, whenever you see something or hear something, that means you're connected to it on some level. That's why you saw that. And so the Baal Shem Tov checked himself. And he said, in what way am I connected to the desecration of Shabbos? He said, well, once I heard, after he analyzed himself for a long time, he said, I once heard someone speaking improperly about a Talmud Chacham, and I didn't stand up for him. And being that a Talmud Chacham represents Shabbos, so they showed me the desecration of Shabbos. When we witness something, that's telling us something about where we are. So when a Jew serves Hashem in his life, whatever he's hearing or seeing, he should see in that the voice of Hashem talking to him. That's the message he's saying. Before the receipt of the Torah, listen to me, I'm talking to you. One of the first precepts to the Ten Commandments is that a Jew internally should feel like Hashem's talking to me in my life. That was the second concept, and we'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem, on Thursday night.